Hi, welcome to Stardust Records, a Star Wars podcast. I'm Savi, and I'm here with my co-host, Linz. Today was a very special day within the Star Wars fandom because today the Acolyte trailer dropped, and we got it in all of its glory. It was my first time seeing it. I don't know if it was your first time seeing it, but all I had seen was the leaked photos. But I tried to, like, avoid them as much as I could. But did you see the leaked trailer, or was that something that you watched, or...
Yes, and I have to say, when I saying that I saw the leaked trailer means I saw a very grainy potato quality
Yeah,
footage.
for the listeners, the leaked trailer was the one that was somebody had recorded during Celebration, which is not okay. Don't do that. They advise you not to do that. So you broke the rules. But
Yes.
it did end up on Twitter, and I didn't see it. I feel like if something is like such low quality like that, I don't bother to watch it.
Well, I was curious because I was curious because I feel like there was a leaked Andor trailer as well, and that was a little bit better quality, and I didn't know what I was going to be looking at when I clicked play, and I did watch it one time, and the only thing I do remember from it that we saw in the trailer today was the shot of, I forget her name already, but one of the new Jedi fighting Mei in the hallway, hand-to-hand combat. That was the only part that I recall
Indara?
seeing
Okay.
mostly clearly. The rest, not really. And there, I think there was some shots that were in the Celebration trailer that were not in the trailer today, from what
Okay.
I've heard.
That's also
So,
what I've heard as
yeah.
well. But we got it today, and it's in HD. And we also got a release date. We got June 4th. I know people thought June 5th or 6th, but it's June 4th, which means we're back to Tuesday night releases for the East and the West Coast in the United States, which I love because, for us, that's 6 p.m., I think, 5 or 6 p.m. And it kind of gives us the opportunity to discuss it afterwards. with Andor, midnight, and then a 45-minute episode. By the time we were done, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I remember for the first episodes, there were three, so it was like 3 o'clock in the morning when we were done. But I don't know, I think that it helps. It's like the opposite of water cooler talk, where you can immediately just kind of hop on, Zoom or Discord or text or FaceTime, and you can talk to people about what the episode was like, which is so much fun. I like doing that, and we've only got to do that with Ahsoka so far.
And it's after work hours for a lot of people. So it's like you get off work and you can go watch the new episode that's coming out around dinner time, and then have a couple hours instead of like, staying up late to try and watch the episode and then being really tired the next day. And then even if you miss the episode, then you have to wait like all day until after work, or if you're a kid, until after school. To be able to watch it, so
And you're kind of dodging all those spoilers because nobody likes being spoiled. But I'm glad that it's back to 6 p.m. I really enjoyed that because, like you said, it's after work hours. Usually I wait for my fiance to come home and then we watch it together, or I'll watch it a second time. But yeah, it'll be really special to have that again. So Linz and I are going to go over the trailer, basically shot by shot, scene by scene. But first, I thought we would look at the new Star Wars databank entries. I thought that they were really helpful to have. I haven't watched the trailer since we reacted to it this morning. I kind of wanted it to be not as fresh in my brain as we reviewed it, but I did want to look at the characters again. Okay, so we'll start with Mei, which is literally the Brazilian Portuguese word for mother, which I thought was so awesome because she is giving mother. But I'm assuming that this is the Sith assassin that the plot is talking about. Okay. It says that Mei gets swept into a sinister mystery. And it says it's one that puts her into the center of a conflict in unexpected ways. And I am really interested to know what this conflict may be and the sinister mystery maybe. She's featured in quite a few shots with Jedi Master Indara. And somebody made a good point. Part of me was wondering if the scenes with Indara were actually flashbacks.
Yeah, that scene that you were talking about earlier, where it's kind of like there was a bunch of Jedi kind of in that mix and their soul, and then Indara, but they do look like they could be younger, or he definitely looks a little bit younger. His hair is shorter.
Yeah, Lens is referring to Lee Jung Jae's character, Master Soul. And there is like the character behind him wearing the Padawan belt that we see in like High Republic concept art, but he's not wearing it. So I don't think he's a master at this point. But I also don't think that he is a Padawan. But the thing that's getting me, that's making me lost, not lost, but curious, is the shots of them wearing the white and gold, which is more predominantly like High Republic when, like Wreath and Komak were all involved. Like that was a very heavy color palette with them. Are the Jedi golds and whites the flashbacks? I don't know. And then the darker tones, the present, because a lot more of the characters are wearing the darker colors, but we only really see the golds in a few shots. So is it actually the opposite? Because now I'm like into a wormhole. But the behind the scene photo of Lee Jung Jae and Amanla Stenberg, forgive me if I said their name incorrectly, but he had short hair. This is what I know I said that I wanted it to be fresh in my mind, but obviously I've been thinking about it all day. But that's what I'm thinking. Are the Jedi Golds a pre moment? Pre, are they the flashbacks? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, to speak to your theory, the official synopsis of the show is this. In the Acolyte, an investigation into a shocking crime spree pits a respected Jedi Master, which is Master Soul, against a dangerous warrior from his past, which is Amandla Stenberg's character.
From his.
As more clues emerge, they travel down a dark path where sinister forces reveal all is not as what it seems. So, past really makes me just adds to your theory that we're going to have like a past present kind of switch up to explain perhaps how things became the way they are for these characters.
Okay, so the next one we'll talk about then would be Master Soul, because he's obviously the second, most predominant character in the show. I feel like him and Mei will probably have the biggest roles, but we first see him with a whole bunch of itty bitties, and they're all so cute. There's like two little aliens. But my first thought was, and I said it in our reaction that we posted on our Twitter, but I thought that he was a creche master, and I love the idea of this. He definitely gives like Reginald Cole vibes. It says he's wise, highly respected, and powerful, but he's going through an emotional conflict, which kind of goes off of what you
My
said from the
gosh,
plot. He's so, I know, Elzar Mann coded.
Elzar
Elzar Mann, it's like if Reginald Cole and Elzar Mann had a love child, but
man
this shot is so sweet. I loved this part of the trailer to see all of the little kiddos and Coruscant in the background. I think it looks really beautiful. In the article that was released with Leslie, she said that they did their best to make it look practical, I think. And I might be quoting her incorrectly, but I also know that they did not use the volume. That I do
Yeah.
know. So it does look really, really cool, which means that they built the set, like they built the temple set, and it looks really, really good.
Yeah. I'm loving the red, I don't know what you call that character, like the red in the background on the stairs. And then also there was like some red, I think, around the doorway that Vernestra was standing in. Because I've never seen that. You know, all the interior shots of the temple that I can recall, you know, in the eras that we're familiar with don't have that like splash of color. So I think that's kind of cool.
It's like parts, we're seeing parts of the temple that we haven't quite seen
Yeah.
before. But he has a Padawan, which I wasn't expecting. It's Daphne Keen. Daphne was X-23. I think I'm saying that correctly in Logan. That's the only thing I've seen Daphne in, but I was so excited to hear that she's come to Star Wars. Leslie was like, I wanted to give X-23 or a lightsaber. She's young, she projects calm and conducts herself with maturity. All of these ca new characters remind me so much of the High Republic characters that we get in the book. Like, she reminds me of young Vernestra. Jackie. I love her
Yeah.
little Padawan braid and her horns.
And she's half Therian.
Thielen. Thielen or.
The
I do know that she's based off of one of the singers from Return of the Jedi.
yeah, in Jabba's palace.
Yeah,
Thielen,
Thielen.
yeah.
Which I thought
Oh,
was cool. It's
yeah.
like a nice little nod, but she's half human, half Thielen, which is really cool. It's like half Twilight, half human.
Yeah.
And then I immediately became obsessed with him. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Bell Zedifar. He is named Yord. He also reminds me a lot of Wreath based off of his character, Data Bank introduction. He's a Jedi Knight and Guardian from the Temple, and it says he's an overachiever and a rule follower. He also reminds me of Tulin from Rise of the Red Blade because of his need to be a by-the-book Jedi.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like
I know.
Leslie did her research.
I think she did. Everything that I've read about how into this she is, she's just one of us. She's one of
Yeah,
us.
she is one of us. Well, there was so many articles with her drop today, but she said that she got a Ralph McQuarrie tattoo of Leia when she got hired to do this. And I think that's so sweet because to always look at your hand and have Leia on your hand to guide you through this is really cool. But
Yeah.
Yord also reminded me a lot of Kevmo because of his yellow saber, but I just like to incorporate my favorite characters into this. The next character that we have is Kelnaka. So, okay, this is why I'm starting to think that the brown robes are the present day because it says Kelnaka, a Wookiee Jedi, is a loner who lives a solitary life. So he's currently living that, but what about in the past?
Yeah.
So, how did he get to become a solitary Wookiee Jedi?
Something happened. Something bad happened.
What I love is that I'm probably so wrong, and that's okay. That's what's fun, is that we're probably, well, I'll say me, I'm probably wrong, but I like that. I think that it's fun to guess. But Kelnaka, a lot of people thought he was Buryaga, but
Me included.
yeah, never mind. I can't say the rest. So, anyways, next one is in Master Indira, which reminds me of Master Indira, but she says she's They say she is a great master of physical and mental skill. And I have a theory that Master Dara was Master Soul's master because of that shot of them together.
Yeah, I could see that.
I do like the idea.
Yeah.
I also want his master to be alive. Like, I feel like not enough, like, masters as masters are alive. I think that's one of the things I've always wished with like the High Republic Jedi is that I wish that like Stellan's master was alive a little bit longer. I would have loved to know any traits that he got from her, but hopefully we'll see that here.
Well, Star Wars and the Jedi specifically suffer from the Disney mom's death syndrome. All the Jedi masters just like end up dying. Just like all the Disney moms end up dying. That's kind of how I think of it,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
So this is the last character we'll go over aside from Vernestra, but a lot of people have a lot of theories about this one. I feel like the most prominent one is that Mother Anisea has some connection to the Path of the Open Hand slash the Nihil. She is from a coven of witches, so a lot of people are also speculating that she could have a connection to the Night Sisters because the Night Sisters weren't just predominantly on Dathomir, from what I've heard. They did have like certain covens elsewhere. This shot of her with the other witches behind her was the one that caught my eye, specifically because she's holding her palms up. And yes, that's like a very, ambiguous position, but it's just so predominantly s like similar to the Path of the Open Hand, like gifts freely given, like that
Yeah.
pose. And the paint on her head, Kit had like an excellent theory that made me gasp, actually, but it's. They said that the paint over time from the shells turned white. So that's why the waves are no longer blue, but white instead. And I loved that theory.
Yeah, and the blue motif of, like the blue that they're wearing
Yeah, the women
reminds me
behind
so
him.
much of the Path of the Open Hand, and we know that it survived in certain ways beyond what we see of it in phase two into phase one. There's still a
Careful, careful.
Well, I mean, like they still, kind of exist
Practice.
in a way, there's still they, go on, in a sense.
I did this with Andor because I love doing it, but and I don't feel like, the people who come up with these names do it by accident. Like with Dave Filoni and naming everything off of based off of Norse mythology or Greek mythology. But I looked up a lot of these names, and Anisea is actually a Greek saint. And she was a martyr for her people, but she actually. This is where I was also connecting a little bit to the Path of the Open Hand, but she died because she used to give supplies and food and gifts to the people of the town, and I'm forgetting the name of it, but if she's named after that martyr and there's a connection. But I don't
Yeah.
think so. This is just me speculating and having fun, but
I wouldn't be surprised if there is some sort of distant connection in any way.
it's like Master Soul, me soul in Spanish is sun, so I don't think that that's like an accident. A lot of High Republic characters, and they are described as like light and the sun, and so it is. When I saw that his name was Soul, I was so happy. I thought that that was such a beautiful name and hopefully fitting.
Yeah.
Hopefully fitting. But those are all of the new characters that we were introduced to that were predominantly featured in the trailer. Did any catch your eye the most?
I would say Jackie.
That's Master Soul's Padawan.
But also, I mean, they all of them. I'm just so excited to see how it plays out and how they're important to the story. But I had a thought that May, oh, I guess we need to watch the trailer again because there's a couple things I noticed in the trailer that kind of gave me a thought, but we'll just have to see. I have some theories about the way certain characters are connected to each other, if they're connected at all. So I feel like there's some sort of connection between May and Master Soul. Perhaps a quote unquote a failed Padawan.
That is interesting to think about. So I know we're about 16 seconds into the trailer rewatching it, but I know that they filmed at Pinewood, which is the same place where they filmed Ferrix. But this was like Pinewood's huge. It's like a mini city, apparently, but this was on another part of it, in another area. But this reminded me of Tokodana from The Force Awakens. And people thought that this was Maz's castle, but I don't think so personally. But I do like the idea of it possibly being Tokodana. I think that would be cool. The colors are magnificent. Like the costume design is. I remember this was one of the first things that jumped out to me when we were first watching it this morning.
The level of detail in the costumes, just from what we can see, it just is so rich and vibrant and full of life.
Like the pattern on the bottom half of her coat or her cloak. This woman walking across the screen at 19 seconds has like a beautiful sleeve. And then this coat here, this gal with her hat and her little coat. Like, I want to dress like this. And then the space buns over here, all over her head. I'm obsessed. I wish that. Why are we wearing like leggings and sweaters and jeans?
This is
Why?
how we need to dress when
I
we go to
know.
Galaxy's Edge soon.
That'd be cool. Especially since it's for Star Wars night. Everyone dresses
I
up.
would do it.
Back to like the theory that he's a Crush Master. He was like teaching all of these children and he asked them a question. Okay, so that is interesting to ask or to ask them to reiterate what they see, but he says your eyes can deceive you and you can't trust them. So he asks each of the kids like what comes to their mind, and one of them, their answer really stuck out to me because it's very Belzedifar coded, but they say I see fire, and one of them sees life and balance, but that one she was like, but okay. This also, I see fire, and this gal who says it could be the failed Padawan, like you said, which is
That's
May.
what,
So it has to
this
be the
could be the
past.
past.
I think
This could be the
that
past.
it's
But
okay.
it could be her and this is him
Teaching.
and Vernestra is in the room and she hears that.
Also, if we take into
She's
account
there.
what happens in Out of the Shadows, where we find out about Vernestra's like hyperspace visions, it could be like where she's coming into the room because she had a vision about this gal. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I don't, okay, not to like, has anybody theorized that that's the past?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It makes sense though. It makes sense though. I mean, we know that like the High Republic Jedi sometimes wore their mission browns, you know, around or preferred them instead of their temple whites. That's me playing devil's advocate to your theory, but I do like your theory more than that. Like, I feel like your theory makes sense.
But next shot, okay, so I have another theory that Master Indara is a waste seeker. If those are
Okay.
still a thing. If those are still
Yeah.
a thing. She, because we don't know, do we? But she's also the data bank. Like attracts attention to this, but she is like she has a skilled hand. She's fighting Mei.
Okay, that was go back to that shot
Yeah, did
where
you
she was like,
see that also? Who is that?
is that her? I think that's, it seems like it's her.
But then to the right.
That's a Jedi, because it's talking. I mean, this is probably just redirection, but in that moment, it's talking about someone's killing Jedi.
Yeah, so
So
it's just like.
try to stop it there again, where there's this person trying to stab this Jedi. I think that Jedi is in a meditative state. And so their guard is down, and that's when they're being attacked. And look at the spooky forest.
I know.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Also Plo Koon right there.
Question mark. Yeah. It would be really cool actually. So I'm assuming that okay, so maybe my theory was just proven extremely incorrect because there is Lee
Why?
Jung because there's Lee Jung Jae with recent Mei and they're
Oh, that's
fighting
true.
and he is in his browns. So we're just gonna pretend that I said none of that.
No, go, okay,
And
but go back
here's
to the shot.
the
Go back
yeah.
to the shot of the Jedi together, like where you thought it was younger him
Yeah,
with,
here we go. This one.
maybe,
There,
but the one.
well, that's Yord to the left of
Yeah,
Master
so.
Soul, so leading at the front. And then I'm assuming that that's Jeki and Master Indara. I keep thinking that you're seeing. Can you see my mouse?
Yes.
Jeki, Yord,
Yeah. She's
Soul,
so small.
Indara.
Okay, so when you see the. Oh, he's so cool.
And I love that it's Jonas. I'm so glad that he's back.
I love how you can visibly see. Sorry, I'm glad he's back too. I was gonna say, I love how you can visibly see how that guy relaxes when he uses the force on him.
Yeah. So.
They act like they, well, I don't know. I see the look in May's eyes when he grabs her foot as like a look of recognition, but I'm probably wrong.
And then the next shot was the shot of all time. We have Vernestra, bro. And she's so
She's
beautiful. Rebecca
so
Henderson
beautiful.
is so perfect for Vernestra. I'm so happy. I didn't know anything about Vernestra when Celebration dropped, so I didn't understand the hype, but I do understand the hype now.
Me
And it's
too.
amazing. I love her outfit. It's so good. I immediately was like, I need to take up sewing. I need to learn how to make a costume. It reminds me so much of Orla. Like, I feel like Orla would wear something like this.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And I love thinking about that Vernestra has like all of her. You know, former masters in her, and now it's like her turn. And I know that, like, with Imri, like, she was his master, but now she's like, a master. My grandmother.
I'm
Or
so excited to
anything.
hear her speak.
Me too. I really thought we'd get dialogue, but we did not. So
They're
she.
teasing.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You got excited.
Because I saw who's on the screen.
Oh, who is it?
It's okay. I'm trying to
Kamir,
remember.
right? Kamir?
I only know him from The Good Place. I loved him in The Good Place. He was so funny. And I'm so happy to see him in this role because he gets to be like this cool former, I think he's a smuggler. I don't think he's a former smuggler. I think he is a smuggler in The Acolyte. Oh, I'm excited to see what kind of like what role he plays with the rest of the characters since he seems to be like one of the key cast members. So he looks so cool.
He does. I'm excited to see what his role has to the larger story. But so this is the shot where I thought that it could be the future, but I think that it's probably the past. Like
Yes.
now I feel pretty confident that it is the past, which makes me wonder where this Padawan is. Is he dead?
Well, and also the three black hooded figures behind them don't seem to be a part of their group. They are not, they're like something else.
I think that like the hoods on these witches are very similar to the hoods that we see in the shot in the
Yeah, and it
past.
looks like they're holding bows. They're holding bows.
Yeah,
They're
energy
like,
bows?
they're like,
Question
they have
mark.
like recurve regular like archery bows. I mean, maybe they're energy weapons as well, but like that's what they've knocked them and they're ready to shoot.
So this was actually one of my favorite shots, was May running through the forest fire.
She
And
looks younger.
she does look a little younger, and her clothes are a lot different than what we see her in. And her hair is much shorter. You can see it here. We have a crash, which I immediately thought of Ernestra's really bad landing skills. It would be kind of funny if it was her, but also not funny because that means you would get hurt. But Lee Jung Jae is in Master Solas in that same shot, and so is Yord. So I'm assuming that this group of Jedi will be traveling together, which is cool. We're getting like a little found, are we getting like a found family
I
thing?
hope so.
Me too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry. She's the one speaking in this part. She's saying this isn't about good or bad. This is about power. And I think her next thing is about
And who
and
is
who is
allowed
allowed
to
to
use it?
use it. And that is a very path thing to say.
I was all it's very the mother.
They
This.
were all about the Jedi not being able to have like
Abuse the force.
exactly.
This shot looks scarily close to Octo, and it also reminds me a lot of the shot of Rey looking to Luke. So it almost makes me wonder if that's like a vision of her master, or I don't know. There is a figure in front of her.
And there's another shot where it looks like it's her face looking at that figure with the, island in the background. And yeah, a lot of people have been saying as well that it does look like Octo. And I feel like it would make sense because the Jedi tree there is so, and the te like the temple part is so old, it's ancient. So I wouldn't be surprised if it is a place that they visit.
Also, the next shot of Yord and Jeki, it looks like they're kind of surrounded by a lot of other Jedi. So I do wonder if this is like some sort of outpost.
I think this is the shot. I think this is So earlier, where they're standing on the cliff looking at the forest with all the Jedi, I think they go into the forest, and that last shot is them in the forest and they're facing off with what's inside of the forest, which is we see a red saber.
And they get like blown back.
And
I really.
kind of what would you call them? Red shirt Jedi. Jedi that are clearly probably not going to be very important. I think they might not make it. I wouldn't be surprised if it's just like Sol and Jeki and
No.
Yord that make it out and the rest get sliced and diced, maybe.
Bonked. Yeah, who
Yeah.
knows? Well, that was the whole, it was only 1 minute and 45 seconds, but it felt like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It was great. Do you have any final thoughts?
I don't think so. I was thinking about it a lot all day long, and I was just like, I wonder what the overarching plot of this story, or that doesn't make much of sense the way I said it, but I wonder what sort of lesson, not even just lesson, but what sort of impact the events of this story will have on the past, so like what we know of the past in the High Republic, or and also the future, like what will these events affect in the eras that we know of? So, and will we be able to see kind of this, downfall of the Jedi, or start of a downfall of the Jedi, that leads to, the events of the Phantom Menace and thereafter, the start of the attitude of the Jedi that we see then.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like how will the end of the High Republic era will affect the beginning of the prequel? That's definitely what I'm most curious about to see. Especially because they're playing like the Acolyte preview with the Phantom Menace right after, so I do wonder like what connections are mostly made.
Leading
So,
into the dark times.
yeah, I am really curious. I everything is really important in the greater storyline, so I have some feeling that it'll definitely impact both the past and the quote unquote present that we know. But today was so fun. Like today was definitely one for the books. I love trailer days on Twitters, on Twitter. They're so fun. It's like we all get up early and we're all super sleepy, but we're ready to go. If you can't tell, that we're all super sleepy.
Yeah, I know. I was so glad that it actually dropped before I had to go to work. I was like, yes, I can react and I can have time to process it and everything and experience it. So that was really cool.
Yes. So, and then in an hour, at the time of this recording, we'll have a Bad Batch episode out, so it's been a really good Star Wars day. But I don't have any final thoughts either. You kind of took them right out of my mouth about the how will this affect the past and the present. But that's all for our Acolyte trailer review. We have 3 episodes of Stardust Records coming out to you very soon this week and the next week. But for now, Linz, where can we find you on social media?
At A Cosmic Love on Twitter. And at Rebel Risen on Instagram. And where can we find you?
You find me at Andorisms on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And that's all for today. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.